Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
I remember every detail of that night because it was just, it really was like making love. There was that incredible connection that was beyond an orgasm. It was like the emotion and stuff. And it only got better after that. But that was what sealed the deal for me, that I was, because I was going to wait. I was going to wait, not rush in, take it slow, be kind of casual about it, whatever. We're hooking up, we're going on dates, whatever, but we're not going to be like crazy. Mm-hmm. And after that, I just had to say, I love you. And
stuff. You did.
And it was, it was 10 days after our first date where I said, I love you. I was like, I can't hold back anymore. Because after that night, I couldn't hold back. Sounds like I'm writing a romance novel.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, I got nothing to add to that except that you were choking me.
Right. Well, I had my foot in your mouth and then I was choking you.
That's right.
And I never want to do it again.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
It's okay.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Hello, welcome back to Should They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Lebo.
Miracle Man checking in.
Where's the Iceman?
He's right here.
Well, where's the Miracle Man?
Do you not have eyes? Are you okay, Nikki?
I have
eyes. Do we need to do this again?
Man, eyes.
Are you still sick?
Eyes, man. I am actually pretty drunk.
Okay.
But you have to watch the last episode.
It carried
of
over.
Us wearing in these outfits because we drank some. No, we're not gonna say the name, but we drank some scotch because you know what? They didn't sponsor us.
That's
they sponsor
right.
Sponsor us if they
good
want.
Good for you.
And then we'll say your name, okay?
With pleasure.
But it was very smooth scotch, and we really
true.
Liked it.
True.
Anyway, we're answering more of your questions today because we have quite a few questions from you, and thank you so much for submitting those. I hope that you trust our advice, still mildly inebriated.
Sure.
But just a reminder, we are not experts at any of this. We are just giving you calling it like we see it.
If you think that drunk Nikki is an expert, I got news for you.
I am. Actually,
oh, you're claiming the mantle of
no,
expert.
No.
Okay.
But I will say I think I'm better at like things going through clearly. Never mind. Holy shit. Abort. No, okay. So when I was drunk is when we got together because I just said things that I normally wouldn't have said.
That's true.
But they were true. It's all truth. I feel like I just have a truth serum when I drink alcohol.
She does.
That I don't have a filter of like niceness and maybe I shouldn't say that and I don't like... You know,
but you're not a mean drunk.
No, you make it sound
like you're a mean drunk.
Oh no, did I make it sound mean? No, I'm not mean. I just say things as they come to me rather than beating around the bush.
Especially, might I add, with tequila.
And I'm a pool shark and I'm much better at pool when I'm drunk. I like am actually really good at pool when I'm drunk.
You're a pool shark who only faced minnows.
Huh?
I don't think that you faced another pool shark.
Oh, me neither.
Because I am a fucking pool shark.
Wait, have you never played me?
Listen, I don't think we have played pool.
Dude, we need to film that.
I am incredible at pool.
Are you? I'm only incredible when I drink. I'm terrible when I'm sober. But when I drink, it's like a whole new beast comes out.
Is that right?
I'm like really, I think I just get really focused and I get really concentrated. And there's no clutter in my mind. I have a lot of things going on constantly in my mind during the day. And when I have a drink, it just... disappears.
That's actually not even kidding. That's the nickname from my pool days is Ace.
Shut up.
Because
you're so annoying.
No, I'm serious.
I now don't even know if you think you're good at pool.
I get it because you're frustrated, right? I have a lot of cool nicknames and you don't even have one and you're not even known for one cool nickname.
Right. But that's what I'm frustrated with.
Ace is the third. That's for my pool.
I'm just going to get onto these questions. I picked these randomly. There were so many questions that I just tried to vary it between like relationship ones and non-relationship ones.
Yeah.
But we love all of them equally and hopefully I did a good job. I did not pre-read these at all. So this is our first time hearing it.
Here we go.
All right. Ready? Pick me. I love you guys. Desperately need you to answer for real.
Oh, glad we did it.
All right, wonderful. Really need your help is all in bold with a cry emoji. And then, hey, Nikki and Steve, you are my favorite to listen to and watch. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Mwah.
Now, I desperately want to hear your guys' opinion on this. My parents hate my boyfriend of 5 years. Wow.
Holy shit.
I wish I could give a good explanation why, but sadly, they simply hate him because he's black. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. And they kind of blame him for me not going to college anymore, which isn't true at all. We broke up a few years back. That's because we were both young and I was going to college. He was staying at home. So long distance, I couldn't do long distance. So we broke up and it crushed my heart. But I went to college and I tried and it didn't work out for me. So I moved back and we got back together, been together ever since. And no, my parents aren't even white themselves. My dad is mixed. My mom is Hispanic. So now that I'm 22 and my boyfriend is 25, we want to move in together, start our lives. But my parents are also hardcore Christians who believe that two people should be married before they live together. Also believe in no sex before marriage, but, and of course I want
to. I get that. I know what that means.
Yeah. And of course I want to marry him and he wants to marry me. I just don't want to get married because it's forced too soon. So how do I even tell my parents without them completely disowning me? Because I love my parents. I do, even if their view of the world is messed up, but I know they're only trying to love me in their messed up way and want me to have the best life without struggling. This whole thing is making me have gray hair. Please help me. Cry emojis by a million.
Okay, I've been
sincerely a very stressed out girl.
I have been workshopping how to deal with racist parents for years. You can't change them. They're old. They're stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
I've also been watching a lot of really cheap dating shows. And one thing I have noticed is that nobody has done this yet, which I think that you should do.
What cheap dating shows?
Okay. There's a couple, but
okay,
it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Hire a white man to be your quote boyfriend, right?
Oh, so lie.
Hold on.
Okay.
He wears an earpiece.
Okay.
That is connected to your real boyfriend who is in a van outside.
Okay.
Your boyfriend in the van outside tells the boyfriend what to say to your parents so that they have had this nice relationship with this nice young white actor fella.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 2 years go by. You reveal to them that their entire relationship with this fella was actually with this black guy who's in a van outside who has been communicating all of the relationship, like the entire, like
the whole
every dad joke,
all
that gets
rapport.
Reciprocation, every fake laugh,
yep.
All the rapport. You're like, ha-ha. You liked this guy the whole time.
This is a long game.
What
like,
can they do?
They did have a van for a while. Are you leasing the van?
You bought it.
Are you? Oh, you
leased
the van.
You leased to buy it.
Okay.
Which is good for your credit, by the way.
All right.
It helps you build your credit.
Well, you should do that because you need to build your credit.
Oh, tell me about it. So there you go. You're very welcome, and thanks for writing in.
I want to know, serious though, like, how do we know it's that the parents don't like him because he's black? Are there specific things they've said? Like, is it specific examples? Because it sounds like they're just blaming him for you not going to college anymore, but I feel like that could be any race. I mean, I'm only asking because I'm not saying that this is incorrect or that, like, I just don't have enough information, because she says, my parents aren't even white. They're mixed race, you know?
Right, right.
They're Hispanic.
Well,
then
this is where I hear a lot of racism happening, though, is like I know we have Asian friends and they say, well, these guys are racist against these guys. Yeah. And like, these guys are racist against these guys. Everyone always just thinks it's like white people versus, but there's right. a lot of interracial disharmony.
Yeah, but so the dad is mixed and the mom is Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So they're different races. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not so.
And they collectively together don't like black people is what I think they're saying.
Maybe if they've said some things. I guess I just don't have enough information. If it's like, well, there could be another there couldn't be any other reason besides it's because he's black.
Like, we have a friend who is a
or
race.
Or did they actually say that?
We have a friend who is of a race, and his mom is same. Does not like black guys.
Who? Oh, wait. I can't say it. Yeah.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
But yeah, he talks about it. And it's just like, she just already decided, like,
wow.
Yeah, so she.
Oh, I know you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. So yeah, so he already decided, or she already decided that.
Yeah.
All black guys are this way.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so that's, I think, what's going on here.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be. Yeah, I guess I was just. It's interesting that like a mixed race couple would already think that, and like I was just thinking of your band theory of having a white guy.
Right.
So what if they don't like white guys? What if they want them to
who
be Hispanic?
Who doesn't like white guys?
True. Good point. Good point.
It's foolproof.
Good point.
It's a perfect plan.
All right. Swoosh.
You know?
Man. Okay. So do what you want, honestly. Like, I know you're scared of your parents disowning you, but you have to put your happiness first. It just,
Amen.
All it's going to be is years of you trying to please your parents, and just, you're never going to be the perfect daughter for them. You just aren't. Like, you're never going to live up to their standards, especially when they're against your own standards. Like, if they don't want you to wait till marriage to have sex, but you've already had sex before marriage, like, you already aren't the perfect child for your parents.
Sometimes in life, your family are your friends. And you know, you don't get to pick your family, you get to pick your friends. Like, so yeah. Sometimes we get to pick our family through our friends, and maybe that's what you should be looking at doing.
Yeah. I mean, your family just has to accept you for who you are, or else they just don't accept you. Like, living a lie is not going to improve your relationship with your family.
But if you live a lie with an actor in a painter's van and you got the money for it,
that's true.
Go for it. And tell me how it goes, because this is an experiment.
Try
so
both theories out and then let us know between the two which one worked
better. It needs
better.
A 2-year waiting period for a true result. So okay. Please remember that. Thank you.
Gotcha. Okay. She might be too far in because the parents already know the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. I hope not.
All right. Well, you know. On the next one.
On the next one. On the next one. Thank you.
You guys should break up and on the next one.
Yeah. We'll do it the next time.
No, don't break up. No, put your happiness first, though.
Always.
Yeah.
And that's not selfish either. I know it sounds like it, but it's not.
Okay, next question. The title is "For the First Time in Forever." I think that's a Disney song.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
For the first time in forever. I watched it with Clara. I think it's either Frozen or it's some other. I don't even know. It's some other one.
No.
It's a Disney song. It's Frozen. See, Mark's giving me the
ridiculous.
Thumbs up. Fuck you. Fuck your face.
I never seen no Frozen.
Yeah, I know. So you wouldn't know. So why do you argue right away?
All right.
Hi, Nikki and Steve. You're my favorite podcast. I look forward to you too every Thursday. Yay.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. And Big Mood's my second favorite and sometimes tied. Oh my gosh, me too.
They said Big Mood?
Yeah. This is a recent one. I picked from old ones and from recent ones.
They're really recent. They did good.
Yeah, good job. All right. Yeah, it was exactly when Big Mood launched 3 days ago.
We get it. You know, you don't have to
say
Big Mood a bunch of
times. What? I said I agree that this is my favorite podcast.
No, I know.
Anyway, this isn't exactly a problem, but I'd like some insight. I've been getting plenty, but I want to hear yours too. I'm 25 and a wallflower almost always. I've been on and mostly off on dating apps since last year. I met a couple of guys, but I never really felt anything until this one before the new year. He's my age and has a ton of experience. It doesn't bother me that he does. In fact, I welcome it. Although I thought I'd only meet an incel and deal with that crap. We've quickly connected and admitted that we're falling hard after only a week of exchanging messages on Hinge. We're about to have our first date, and we've already talked about waiting, but also still chatting really risque and graphic in messages. Most times that takes up a lot of our chat. It feels nice feeling desired so sexually and consensually, but is that a bad sign? After he turned down and canceled dates from other girls, I asked him if it's okay to call us exclusive, and he said yes. I feel comfortable and safe, and I actually want to do the nitty-gritty with him before I find it repulsive to fellatio or be intimate with a guy. But him, yes. Too long didn't read. I met a guy on Hinge, known him for almost 2 weeks. Okay, we already read the long ones, so we don't know that. Okay, well, anyway, tell it to me straight. She wants to know if she's falling too quickly for him, basically. Thank you. Hope this gets read soon. Kristen Bell. Parentheses, I'm not cheating on Dax. I hardly know her. For real.
That is a better fake name. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes.
They heard our cry.
They heard the note.
I don't think this is bad.
Yeah. She just hears from her friend, I've heard, be aware, you know, don't rush into things, you know. But she says it seems mutual.
Well, she's a wallflower, and I think that if I'm going to shove her into a stereotype, and I like to do that very much, thank you. I feel like she's maybe a very self-analytical person, and maybe she overanalyzes things, and so she's worried about something that is good.
Yeah,
Before she needs to.
She's never experienced anything like this before.
Right.
Yeah. And also you're in your mid 20s now, you're 25, so it's like it's a different ball game in your mid to late 20s as opposed to your early 20s.
Yeah, you're way more down for real relationships.
And guys are more mature at that age. I don't know, like everyone's just more mature. It's tight. People can just say like how they feel and they don't try to play as many games with you.
It's not as passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're in LA, but mostly it's not as passive aggressive.
I don't think it's a bad thing to fall hard for somebody if you really feel that connection and then it's mutual. You know, of course, be wary. Of course, like, take things into consideration. But ultimately, love and emotions are not logical. They're just not. No. Like we rushed in where all of our friends were
every
like.
Every single one of our fucking
every single one of friends said that we were going to be rebounds.
Yes.
That like.
And they warned us.
And they're like, I just don't want you guys to get hurt and stuff. We
and
like
some
both
of
you
were at our wedding. And I was like, why are we letting them come to our wedding?
Yeah, they really were like, don't, you guys, this is a bad idea. Don't do this. But guess what? We followed our instincts and.
And guess what? Our relationships are better than their relationships were back then.
We love our relationship.
Okay.
So, I would just go with the flow. The worst that can happen to you is like what you guys like break up. Okay.
Listen.
Like, what's the worst that could happen?
One of my favorite slogans is "Let Jesus take the wheel."
Yeah.
And it's also a hell of a song.
I guess the worst that can happen is he's a serial killer or something like that. But I mean, you take that risk with anyone, regardless of how long you wait.
That's over analytical.
I know. So I'm saying like go to the worst case scenario.
Oh, I see. That's smart.
Yeah, like and then you can work backwards from there. Like, okay, well, if that's the worst that could happen and I'm prepared for it.
I see.
But, you know, I don't think that comes from rushing in or not rushing in. Plenty of people have fallen for serial killers after a year of being with them. You know, it's not like it was a time thing.
Listen, 2 weeks ago, I was leaving JK News. I've never been more tired as I drove home. Mm-hmm. I sat back. I let Jesus take the wheel. I actually reclined. I woke up home.
2 weeks ago?
Jesus drove me home.
2 weeks ago when you had bronchitis and we were in bed?
I don't like it when Nikki's on with me because then I can't tell my stories.
Oh, yeah. You let Jesus take the wheel 2 weeks ago. Sorry.
I'm just saying that Jesus is a better autopilot feature than Tesla so far that I've seen.
That's true. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Market research.
Or, you know, whichever God you want. Buddha, let Buddha take the wheel. Maybe he should drive sometimes.
It just doesn't roll off your tongue.
And also, I think he's kind of too big for our compact cars right now.
I just think Buddha is too fair for traffic.
Buddha does not get does not get angry in traffic, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that Jesus would get pretty pissed.
All right. Next question. By the way, I hope we answer that, right? We answer that?
Yeah,
rush into it if you feel it. If there's a connection.
Everyone says fools rush in, man.
Guess
so plan at your fucking wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Thank you. That's what we did.
We did that. Intimate question. Crying after sex? Hi, Nikki and Steve, a.k.a. the Iceman.
True.
What about the Miracle Man? Where's he at?
This is the this is the nickname that they use for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Some people call me Miracle Man. Some people call me Iceman. Some call me Ace. Go ahead.
I love the podcast that they don't tell you. I'm a huge fan of you guys, and I love the relationship y'all have. Thank you. Some may say we rushed in.
And we could name them, by the way, if we wanted to.
But we won't.
Because we're good people.
Found you guys since you started with JK News, and I am hooked. I hope my question isn't too much information. Don't worry. Never is. I don't have too long of a story with my question, so I will keep it short. Hopefully this means you will read it, LOL. Yes, we will.
True.
I'm 23, and my fiancé and I have been together for 5 years now, and we will actually be getting married this March. Congratulations. I honestly feel like he is my best friend and the one who was meant for me. We have great communication, thanks to the advice I hear from you guys and the JK fam. Mm. I feel like our relationship has gotten only better as time goes on, as well as our sex life. Wonderful. Our sex has always been amazing, but lately I actually feel it getting even better. Yes! That's how it should be. The other day when we were intimate, it felt so good that I started crying seconds right after we finished.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Not sobbing, but tears just started running down my cheeks. And I felt so much emotion at that moment. All I could do was kiss and hug my fiance. TMI warning, for the sake of trying to explain what I felt, it was not just an orgasm, but so much more emotion with it. He felt it too, though he didn't cry. He just hugged me while we laid in bed naked.
I'm glad he didn't cry. I'm glad.
We had sex again, and it was a similar feeling, but not quite as strong as the first time. We are still kind of confused as to what it meant and what exactly we felt. I just assumed it was such an intense emotion that it made me cry. My question is, have you guys ever felt that intense emotion right after sex, and any ideas as to what it means? Is it just another level of love? Is our sex just that good? LOL, JK, but that's what I felt. I feel like it doesn't get any better than that. I hope y'all can give me some insight. I would really appreciate it. And if this shows up on the podcast, if you could keep me anonymous, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys. We love you. That's amazing. Dude, congratulations. That's so 100% the person you're supposed to be with.
So this is what it's like to be on the other side.
Yeah.
No, because this is what we experience all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you cry all the time.
Not all the time.
All the time. Every time.
Oh, well, I cry not at sex all the time.
Excuse me?
I've cried at sex a couple times.
A couple times. No, more than a couple times. I think you know, it's been dozens of times.
One time my face got slammed into a nightstand, so that doesn't count.
You cried pretty hard.
I cried very hard that time.
So this is almost like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, hey, I just took a private jet and the caviar was so fucking good. Anyway, just wanted to say, is that normal? Is caviar so fucking good every time? All right, let me know.
Yeah.
You did it, kid.
But we've had this moment before for
yes,
sure.
Yes, many times.
So we can be like, yeah, Leo, the caviar is supposed to be that good.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, but it feels bad for people who haven't tried that caviar in the private
So that's what I'm saying. This is how it feels.
Yeah.
Because now I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh, I get it. Because we're the people usually delivering the information
about
how sick it is.
How sick it is.
Yeah.
I feel like this is just like a testimonial. Like we have like delivered truth to the people.
Yep.
And then someone's coming forth and being like, yes, this is correct.
It worked for me.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
And it can work for you.
Like, we say, Lord mercy, hallelujah. And then they're like, my arthritis is gone. And we're like, see?
See?
It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 5 years, they're getting married. Wonderful. Congratulations. Yeah, I think that it, your sex will hopefully only continue to get better. Like, this is just, you're so connected as a couple, and you had a moment, and this is what intimacy is.
Mm-hmm.
If you've always been kind of like treating sex as separate than, you know, love or intimacy or whatever, then maybe you weren't open to experiencing that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once you feel so safe and trusting and love your partner so much and are sexually attracted and there's all the spark is there, and it can be very emotional and intense. Yeah. For sure.
Especially when Nikki's jamming her foot in my mouth.
I told you I don't want to do that anymore. I was just trying to welcome your
request.
Well,
it makes me feel very close to you.
Okay. We're not doing that anymore, though.
I would like it if we did.
You know, the reason that we rushed in, and I don't know if we shared this before, but we had sex, and it was only like our second or third time having sex, and we'd only like started seeing each other like a week or so like beforehand, but it was like the third time we had sex, and it felt like this. Like,
yes.
We made love.
We did make love.
And that was the first time I ever felt that whole like making love thing. Like, I really didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like into that. Like, to me, I just like want the sex to be hot. But it was like I remember every detail of that night because it was just, it really was like making love. There was that incredible connection that was beyond an orgasm. It was like the emotion and stuff. And it only got better after that. But that was what sealed the deal for me, that I was, because I was going to wait. I was going to wait, not rush in, take it slow, be kind of casual about it, whatever. We're hooking up, we're going on dates, whatever, but we're not going to be like crazy. Mm-hmm. And after that, I just had to say, I love you. And
stuff. You did.
And it was, within, it was 10 days after our first date where I said, I love you. I was like, I can't hold back anymore. Because after that night, I couldn't hold back. Sounds like I'm writing a romance novel.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, I got nothing to add to that except that you were choking me.
Right. Well, I had my foot in your mouth, and then I was choking you.
That's right.
And I never want to do it again.
Well, but we'll talk about it.
It's never happening.
We'll talk about it.
It's okay.
We'll talk about it off the air after we do the ad.
It's okay. Write it in your journal, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Next question. Anonymous, please. All right. Hi, Iceman. Thanks for letting me on your podcast and having your assistant read this.
This is
a pile of horse
shit. I just did a gesture to camera.
We are skipping this.
You really should watch it. Watch the show so you can see the Iceman's gesture, the salutation that the Iceman gave the listener.
They say, just kidding. I enjoy watching you both and find your senses of humor entertaining. Gee, thanks.
I will be, on the next episode, I will be wearing my Ray-Bans the entire time, just so you guys know. So just a little, as a little teaser for
the Ray-Bans
for
I bought you?
The Ray-Bans you bought the Iceman,
because I'm cool.
You're all right.
As for why people call Steve the Iceman, it's because he himself has said to have been wed to a very hot wife. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. So whenever he hugs her for comfort, he melts in her arms. I like this. I like this now. Also, when
that's
they both
not why they call me the Iceman.
Also,
okay.
When they both hot wife and Iceman enter the bed, they create hot steam with all their passion. Simply put, Iceman is half of the dynamic duo that creates his name. He needs his lifelong partner, hot wife, or else nobody would call him Iceman. I got a cool nickname, honey.
Hot wife.
Hot wife. That's it's what they call. That cool. That's what they call me.
It's not that. Cool.
That's what they call me.
Look.
They're calling me that.
Look. It's not that cool.
Quick and simplified question. How does one find happiness if they never had dreams or goals in life? You don't have to read this part. Oh, but I will. Current status, 26, almost six figures in investments, 4 months emergency fund in case I want to move jobs, moved from the U.S., now working abroad in Asia as an English teacher.
Nice.
No real passions in life. Just going through the motions, trying to avoid costly mistakes I've seen many people, including friends and family, make. I do not like drinking or dancing, so I don't go to clubs and bars or concerts and events. I don't play videos or watch movies anymore, as it can quickly consume my life with my addictive personality. I have dated and had a long-term relationship of 3 years, but failed for many reasons. But ultimately, I burdened her with the responsibility of being my only reason to be happy. I'm in no rush to get into another relationship. As for career goals, I've switched jobs 5 times in the last 2 years. So I'm really aimlessly searching for that so-called perfect career from city to city, state to state, and now country to country. Most of what I do now is out of frugality, not really because of happiness. I cook to save on food. I work out and do BJJ for self-defense and long-term health reasons. Learning Chinese so I can read and negotiate my rent, contract, and banking. I've made friends here, and I face long-term friends from back home, or I FaceTime long-term friends from back home bi-weekly to catch up. I'm just meandering until I reach an old age with no goals and want to know what to do till I get there.
First of all, you sound fun. I think I can speak for everyone.
There's last sentence is, okay. Ultimately, after all this, I go to sleep every night and I don't know what I want in life and wake up the next day asking myself if I really want to get out of bed. Thank you, Iceman, for your service to the people, and Nikki for putting up with all of Steve's shit. Please tell me shit they don't tell me.
Okay, brother, listen. That was a bit. Yeah, of course. You sound fun. You know what you're going through. I know what you're going through. You're a creative guy. I think what you came up with in the beginning there with the Iceman hot wife thing. I think that you are not maybe recognizing something that you have fun doing. So, and perhaps I'm misreading you, but I think that little ditty that you came up with about the Iceman and the hot wife. Mm-hmm. Write a short story for me, okay, and send it to us.
Yeah.
All right. Write a short story. Now, this is just a challenge to you. It's a short story. It's not a very long story. Just write a short story. Do something fun and creative, because I think that you maybe have a creative little part of your pinky that you're not using.
Yeah, I think your brain, because of the way that you're operating, where it's like, oh, I'm only doing this to save me money. I'm only doing this to save money. You're operating in a very like streamlined, logical way.
Yes.
And you're only using the left brain and not your right brain. And your right brain is just dying to come out. You can tell by that first paragraph, like Steve was saying. And so try doing something just for you. And how do you know it's just for you? You feel this little spark. It's like this little, like when you do it, it could be just like writing that, you wrote that sentence, right? And you felt a little like, huh, I wonder how it's going to be when they read it. And you feel this like little like spark. Do like catching yourselves when you feel yourself, when you feel those little sparks and doing more of that. Those are the things that you're doing just for you, not to share with anybody, not to like, I mean, you can share it with people, but yeah, it's not for them. It's for you. So I would start there. Like start by exploring something that's not to save you money. I mean, it sounds like you're well off. You have six figures in investments. You're very financially stable, very practical. But yeah, the creativity is what's lacking.
And but you still have it, right? You didn't have to open your email like that, but you did, and it was fun, and we liked it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you should give yourself a little bit of credit and try something new that you haven't tried yet. So write me a short story. Send it to me. I will read it, and I'm excited to read it because that was very fun.
I think those things are investments into yourself.
Exactly. And honestly, too, like, we all kind of build these things around, these fences around ourselves, where it's like, I am this way. I am a practical person. Yeah. I get money.
You tell yourself stories.
Exactly.
You create a story.
You brand yourself instead of going, maybe I'm more, maybe I'm different. And maybe, you know, not that being creative makes you more, but it just means that you're expressing yourself differently. Right. And I think that you have a lack of expression in your life, and you should express yourself differently. You don't need a drink to get there. You don't need to go to a club to get there.
Yeah, you've learned what you don't like.
So now it's time to do something that you maybe like, and maybe you haven't tried it yet. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Because I think the focus has been like, oh, will this save me money? No? Okay, well, then I won't do it. But try just opening your mind up a little bit to like, it's okay to spend a little money to like figure out if I like it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend money. You can just write a short story.
It's free to write a short story.
But like, you know, you could take a pottery class or whatever the hell. You could take something like an improv class.
We love everyone to say that.
We're either going to tell you to break up or take an improv class.
It's going to happen.
So.
But that's the point, right? Just and to those of you out there who are not this gentleman, and you're going through something similar, it's just about recognizing perhaps a lack of creativity in your life, and maybe you have the spark that can fix that, is all.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
And I'm going to lean over and kiss this beautiful woman right here.
What? On camera?
Well, no, I'm going to do it during the break.
Oh, okay. Secrets.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Hello, we're taking a break from ourselves to have ourselves talk about ourselves. So thanks for listening to our podcast.
We really hope that you like, favorite, and subscribe. But most importantly, you give us 5 stars on the podcast app that you are on.
And give us a cool review if you like it, because we like you and we hope you like us.
But even if you don't, just give us 5 stars anyway, because we need
you
it.
You sound so desperate.
No, listen, we really need
you
it.
You sound so
No, look, maybe...
Desperate.
Look, it's a tough time out
Please
there for podcasters.
Please help my husband. He's very sad.
If we don't get 5 stars, dude, you don't even know what's going to come down on me, man.
I
owe money. Listen, okay. I'm in deep, dude. I gamble.
Okay, no. We're
Look,
done.
I need to win.
Thank you for listening. We hope you like this. We really appreciate your ears listening to this.
I'm going back to the table tonight. I'm going to get our money
back. No, you're
not.
No,
I'm going to get it
you're
back.
Not. Okay.
I swear.
That's enough. Enough out of you. And we're back with codependence. Hi, Steve and Nikki. First and foremost, you guys are freaking awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Listening to your podcast has really helped me grow, so thank you for that. You're welcome, and thank you for listening and joining us. My question is, how can my boyfriend and I become less codependent? We've been together for a little over a year, moved in after 3 months of dating, and boy, oh boy, were we ever toxic and severely codependent. We've been doing a lot better. We're trying really hard to make our relationship into a healthy one. But the one thing that we struggle with is having our own lives. Haha. I'm the type of person who's great with being all by myself. I need alone time to decompress, but because of us forming this habit, I'm always asking if he wants to do everything with me, which can stress me out because I don't get that personal time. He's my soulmate. I've known since day one, and so has he. Thankfully, he wants to grow and better this relationship as much as I do. So what can two young, dumb, and in love people do to have a healthier relationship? Thanks so much, Katie. First of all, I think it's so healthy of you to be self-aware.
Yes.
And have that perspective on yourselves.
Me and Nikki talk about this all the time. I don't have as much fun if Nikki's not there.
Right.
If I'm on vacation, if I'm at a place, if I'm watching a movie, it's not as fun. If Nikki doesn't want to watch something that I want to watch on Netflix, I don't even watch it anymore. Barely, right? Barely. Only because, unless I have to, unless it's something that I'm doing that's related to something I'm working on. But I really don't, only because if I don't get to talk about it with Nikki, it's not that interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not that fun.
Yeah.
I just don't care about it as much. And so I think that you have that. And I think that that's great.
But, and I, like Katie, require a lot of alone time. Like,
yes.
I love alone time. I get a lot done. I have so many thoughts, and I sometimes just need to process them all before I can add another person to the mix. Because if I haven't processed these thoughts and then I'm trying to take in their thoughts, it just becomes overcrowded and overwhelmed. So I really do need a lot of alone time to process. And I think, you know, it just came from growing up and spending a lot of time alone. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm used to doing.
So you close your office door and
yeah.
me and the kitties all lay on the ground outside of it, and
yeah.
we wait for you.
It's totally natural.
Yeah.
Very, very healthy.
Very normal.
No, but I think that we have like an understanding that he doesn't take offense when I spend alone time.
No way.
Even though he would rather do things with me, of course, and I would like to spend time with him, but I'm not the best version of myself if I don't get that alone time first.
And that's never in doubt. I never
no.
am like, oh, no.
And he's very independent. I don't know how your boyfriend is, but Steve's very independent. He's not like beating down my door like, are you ready yet? Are you
no,
ready
no.
yet? You know, he's not like that. But we're both very quality time people. Like, that's our love language is quality time. And so that is very important. If we were not hanging out at all, I would get very depressed and I would probably become clingy.
No doubt.
But feeling safe enough that I can take that alone time without offending him or him taking, becoming resentful of me for it is everything. I feel so safe. I feel like he accepts me for who I am and what my needs are and vice versa.
And this allows you to have a home that has what I call reset energy.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we just left JK News or whatever we just did this week, or like you leave a job, you go home. What would you do if nobody was there, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of lets you recharge sometimes for some people. And so me and Nikki had that recharge energy. Like, she can be exactly who in the fuck she is when she gets home. Mm-hmm. And I can be exactly who the fuck I am when I get home. We don't have to.
It's not like, well, what are you going to do?
There's none of that.
Yeah.
And we're never even worried about that. Never even crosses my mind. Mm-mm. So that's why we're nervous to add a kid to the mix. Thank you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, we want one, but then also it's kind of like, am I doing this now because it's just a biological time to do it? Because if not, I might miss the window.
I'm like, dude, we got a great system.
Because right
in
place. Now, yeah, we have, it's like fucking awesome right now.
Sick.
I'm like, are we just going to destroy it?
Right.
And then that kid has the ability to break our hearts.
Like, and even murder us in 3% of the cases.
True. And I have, like, how long does it take to, like, build trust in a relationship where we feel like we're so safe with each other? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to add a stranger to it?
Yeah.
A stranger that's blood related to us so that we don't even feel like we can disown it. If we don't like it, like, we can't even cut it out if it's toxic.
A stranger that parasitically grew in your body?
Yeah. That makes my boobs deflated after?
But they also get big, too, beforehand.
Yeah, and then very deflated.
All right. Does it do anything to your butt?
Probably.
Does it make it bigger?
And then deflated.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It could do all kinds of stuff.
I am not worried about you deflating at all, just to be clear.
I am.
You are the most beautiful thing on the earth.
I'm going to accept my body no matter what. But I'm
well,
just,
me too.
But I'm just saying that I don't like change in general.
As
like,
long as you keep those eyes that stare at me, I'm good.
What if my eyes burn out?
The kids could do that.
I don't know. Maybe. What if he takes a birthday candle, shoves them both in there?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I know, man. Parenticide or whatever it's called. Parenticide?
Yeah. Will you still love me if I lose my eyes?
No way.
Man, this kid's going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I hope that you just continue to bring healthy habits to the table. I think that habits are what create long-term changes and eventually create healthy relationships. So as long as you guys are aware of it and then you can like try systems out and see like, did that work? Oh, cool. We'll keep doing it.
Do you enable each other to be yourselves?
Right.
Figure that out. As long as that's good, then you're good.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Nice.
You're welcome. Hey, Nikki and Steve, love your videos and listening to your podcast. You guys are the best. 5 stars. Yay. Thank you. Did you really do that?
It helps a lot.
Actually go to the iTunes and rate us 5 stars? Because I just want to make sure. Is that a joke or was it like a...
We don't want to get canceled. Please give us 5 stars.
Because we would love if you went to go and give us 5 stars. It means a lot. It actually does really help our podcast out.
It helps a lot.
Anyway, please give me all the details and tips on how you plan for vacations. My husband and I love traveling, but it can get so expensive. How do you and Steve do it? Please share your expertise. Thank you, Emily.
So we're going to be going into details on financial things, I think in the next episode or within the next 2 episodes.
Credit and finance, for sure.
And that's part of it, because Nikki is a fucking motherfucking monster expert at putting aside money for things like vacations and travel and stuff like that. And that's really... the secret.
I can give that away here too, like just a simple...
Oh, please don't. It's a, it was a preview.
You know what? We're going to talk about so much in that episode. Oh. So if you like this advice here, then tune into that episode. And even if you don't like this advice, you should tune into that
episode. Like Adam was Batman being like, next time, will Batman make it? Yes, he will.
That's not true. We're going to talk about credit and finance. Shut up.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you the secret, all the secrets, the juicy secrets. No, I got this question after we went to Atlantis. Recently, we went to the Bahamas. And if you'd like to check out our vacation, go to youtube.com/Nikki. We tried to make it less about like, oh, we're travel vloggers, and more about like, this is how we are on vacation. And you're just like chilling with us. It was really, really, really fun. It was the most relaxing vacation we've ever taken together. It was awesome. But yeah, it was definitely pricey, and I think we got a great deal on it, but like it did take some saving for sure. And I got some questions from people afterwards, like, how do I save for that type of vacation? And first of all, I don't know what your income situation is like. the two of us didn't really travel a lot until, I mean, we were like almost 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really only the past handful of years. Neither of us really traveled a lot in our childhoods. Yeah. Well, 27, we traveled to Europe, but that was paid for by somebody else.
True.
So we didn't even pay for that.
True.
And then we went to Hawaii on my 29th birthday.
When we got engaged.
Yeah, when you proposed to me. And that was our first big splurge vacation.
That was like 5 G's.
It was like, well, yeah, after everything included. Like, it was 4 G's for the hotel and airfare, and then like probably 1,000 to eat and stuff. And we didn't really do any elaborate vacation stuff. Like,
shit,
we just
we didn't even pick the hotel. We hotwired all that shit.
Yeah, like, it was Expedia, if you want to see.
All right.
Shout out the right company.
Thank you.
I handled all of it, so Steve wouldn't know that. But yeah, so anyway, that was the first time, and when we were 29, so that was the first time we ever like were like, ooh, we're splurging, and it was a really good year that year too. Like, we had like, ooh, we got some pocket money, right? Okay, how I approach it after that, because we decided that we loved vacationing so much that it was so much more rewarding for us, again, because I think we're quality time people. It was so rewarding for both of us in our relationship that we decided, instead of spending and splurging on gifts like throughout the year, like Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, anything like that. We don't buy anything for each other. Before, we had been splurging like crazy, trying to impress each other. And we did impress each other. Oh, it served its purpose on birthdays and stuff. But then we decided as a relationship that we both valued vacation time more. Like, we just think it's so fun and so dope, and it's cool to explore things with your partner.
Nikki already buys the stuff that she wants throughout the year.
Yeah. And like, I don't want a lot of big things.
It's not like the, I mean, it used to be like that though. It was like, hey, I need an iPad this year because I'm working on this thing for design or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
business,
I got you it.
Yeah.
But it was like, what? It's not sexy anymore, right?
It's not.
So when you can share an experience together, that's kind of what we decided.
Yes.
Like, that's what's fun.
It's so much more valuable to us. So same system though, even if you weren't going on vacations and you were buying gifts instead, it's the same system where minimally you put aside 20% of your income, of your monthly income, right? So let's say you're making $2,000 a month. You would put away $400 a month. And then that sounds like a lot to some people, like, because especially
if you live in Los Angeles.
Right. But what I've found is 20%, if you force yourself to put 20% away, because let's be honest, like, if the IRS asked you for $400 right now or 20% of your income, you would hand it over because you have to, right? Yeah. People will find ways to make that work because they have to. Well, if you treat your own self like you have to pay yourself, because you should, like, you worked for that money, you should pay yourself first. It's called paying yourself first. So you put aside 20% of your income, and 10% is for long-term retirement, investments, stuff like that. The other 10% is for like some short-term goals. So vacation or birthday presents, or maybe you have some things you want to fix in the house that are kind of costly. That 10% is for, that pile is for that. So 10% of $2,000 is $200 times 12 months of the year. That's $2,400 that you would save for a vacation alone, or whatever, like your luxury items alone for the year. That's a tight vacation, $2,400.
Yuma, Arizona for $2,400.
And that's if you make $2,000 a month. If you make more than that, you could have a doper vacation, or you could have more things throughout the year. And if there's two of you contributing 20% of your income, then that's an even sicker vacation.
Yes. And that's the key, kids.
Yeah. And so that's what we do. We always try to put away 20%. Sometimes I've had to break into that other long-term investment. I try to like not touch that, or I try to like look at it as borrowing. If I do borrow from that, I'm going to replenish that, because that should really be for retirement and for your long, long, long term.
Or like, you want to do down payment on a house.
Yeah. Or investing. Yeah. Yeah.
Investing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I hope that helps. But yeah, money management is all that is. It's not that we're making, you know, tons of money to be like crazy luxurious vacations. It's just managing it so that over time, over a year, we have enough to go on a vacation.
Yeah. And you should, because it helps with everything else, right?
Yeah.
Like, creatively, you feel more unstuck. Like, if you're just, whatever it is, like getting a little bit of relaxation time, especially
for you. And I'm sure
there's
people out there listening to this that are like, what? You should invest that back into, you know, something that's going to give you an ROI. Like, why would you waste that on a vacation every year? But
Experiences matter to us.
It really matters to us, and it's an investment in our relationship, which matters more to me than
anything.
You know, being a quadrillionaire at 75.
Yep.
You know, exactly, I just don't. Life is meant to be lived.
We right did now. It. We're millionaires.
Now our kids can have it.
Yeah.
Great.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
All right, next question. Question for podcast. Hey, Nikki and Steve, I love you both. Discovered you from Totally Sketch and then rediscovered you from JK.
Whoa.
Well, hello, welcome.
Way to stick with us.
Yeah, dang. Because it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. I'm going through a breakup and I don't know if my ex cheated and it's driving me crazy. We remained friends for a little bit after the breakup, but he stopped talking to me because I kept asking him questions about the breakup. Last week, I realized that he had always ignored my questions about this one girl. She's a coworker of his, and they'd often hang out, always Snapchat so the messages would get deleted. And when the three of us hung out a couple times, she'd flirt with him. During the relationship, I made it clear that she made me uncomfortable, but he stressed that he had no interest and that she's not even attractive. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he emotionally cheated on me. I straight up asked him if he did, and he never answered me. Do I ask again? Give more time? My friends tell me it doesn't matter, but I just want to know. Also, I'm not that sexual of a person, but I'm starting to miss sex because I was used to having it for so often for over 2 years. I'm definitely not going to be able to have another relationship for a long time, and I'm fine with doing friends with benefits type thing. I don't think I could ever do a hookup, though. I don't find any of my friends that attractive, and I don't want to meet a rando off a dating app to have sex with. So I just wait till I'm in another relationship to have sex again, which realistically won't happen for a while? Or do I have sex with an unattractive friend just to have sex? Do I meet an attractive rando off an app even though I can get an STD from them? I know that was more than one question, so I'm sorry. But hell,
you're fine.
Love you both.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fascinating. So it was a breakup and you're still gonna fucking question your ex about shit? It's a breakup. You gotta move on.
I get it, because she wants closure.
I know.
It's like an open wound and it might never get answered and it'll drive you nuts.
But we already know what her closure is, because she's begging for it in the second part of it. She's like, I need sex. Sex is your closure. Okay.
Right.
It's not about sex with the last person. Or figuring out what happened with the last relationship.
Can I just, because I don't disagree,
yeah,
but devil's advocate,
please.
Just because I went through a similar thing,
okay,
and it was like we were breaking up because I already thought he was cheating on me, but there was no proof. But I had to know.
Okay.
And he kept denying it and saying that nothing happened. And it drove me crazy because every instinct in my body said it did.
Yeah.
And while I could just be like, well, whatever, I don't need to know. True, I didn't need to know, but it was driving me insane, and I ended up reaching out to that girl and asking her if they ever hooked up, and I needed that closure, because to me, it helped me get over him.
It helped you.
Because to know that he actually really did cheat on me helped me be like, it helped me categorize him in a different way. Like, oh, you're a fucking scumbag then. You know, like, okay, instead of.
But see how you handled it?
Yeah.
You reached out to the girl.
Yeah.
You can talk to the girl. You have no right to information from him. You guys are broken up. So the idea of like interrogating your ex about something after you're broken up is what I'm questioning, right? Mm. Like being like, hey, I have a right to know this information. It's like, yo, we're broken up. I don't owe you anything.
I guess
right
you
now.
Don't have a right to it, but I feel like it's a courtesy or like a respect. Like, if you really did love me, can't you just give me this closure?
I know, but I'm not expecting them to be reasonable like that.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, because
yeah, yeah.
I think that you saying this, I think what you're saying is the mature and correct response. What I'm saying is
I hate it because I'm so petty.
And I get that, but I'm relating to the emotional aspect of it.
I get the emotional aspect, but it's so nice that you had the girl and you knew her.
Totally.
That you could reach out to her.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to go to the
ex. Didn't know her very well, though. Like, I had only met her once.
But you were able to get an answer from her.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't get an answer from your ex,
which
I think is healthy.
I had to go find her on Facebook.
I think that's healthier, though, than like going to your ex.
No, she made him call me and admit it over
the phone.
Yeah, she's dope. Yeah.
So you got lucky with that.
Yeah. But yeah, so I do think that it'll just drive you crazy if you continue to expect an answer. But I also think that you might just be, you're a little like...
heated.
Yeah, and but also like not, neurotic is the wrong word, but like it sounds like the way you need to know the answers to things before just like letting things take their course. Like, well, do I meet a rando? Do I hook up with my friends even though I think they're ugly?
Do I
wait to a relationship? That's not going to happen for a long time. You don't know what's going to happen.
You're drawing 17 conclusions.
Yeah, you have to, it's like you have to know the answer before you even live the experience. And
it's pretty neurotic.
Yeah. I get it. I get how your mind can spin that way. I feel like my mind can sometimes spin a certain way like that too. Not that I don't let it take over though. And that's just because like I just keep coming back to I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm just gonna have to live with that. I don't know the answer. That most people will not know the answer. Like, you're not gonna know. You just have to live your life.
And it's okay not to know.
Yeah, and it's actually more fun. It's more fun not to know.
Paint the picture for yourself. Yes, he cheated on you. How about that?
That part, yeah. Paint the picture for yourself.
Just paint it for yourself.
You already had those instincts. Just assume you're correct.
Yes, I think you sound pretty correct to me. I mean, you know, you saw some things. Don't question what you saw. Give yourself a little bit of credit. Maybe you're pretty good at perceiving what you saw.
And the sex thing, I just don't think you need to know the answers. Like and to say, well, that's not going to happen for a while. I won't get in a relationship for a while. You just don't know. You don't know.
Hop on a dating app. You might meet someone who's cool that you also fuck.
I think by setting these limitations, you're already closing doors.
Yeah, you're going, I'm not one of those people who trash people who fuck on a dating app is what you're judging. You're judging your own potential decisions.
Yeah.
You're closing roads that you've never even traveled.
When one of the last people that wrote in, they discovered their soulmate on Hinge.
Boom.
And they're getting married now. So like, you know, you just never know. And to the STD aspect of it, you're going to run that risk anyway. Whether you meet someone in person or meet them on an app, you're going to run the risk of people having STDs. Just get checked before you have sex.
Yeah, or before you get in a jacuzzi with them.
I don't,
as we all know.
I don't think that. I don't think you get it from
or like a wide pool.
I don't think so.
Just be careful with that.
A wide pool?
Oh yeah, those wide pools will get you.
That's how you get the STDs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I should be
more careful.
Well,
you don't know when the pool filter is not working.
So if you get an STD from me, it might have been from the pool.
I know it was from the pool.
Fucking around.
You would never do that.
I would never do that. I was totally the pool.
Or the jacuzzi.
Oh, right. All right. Well, I hope that helped.
Take
it easy, lady.
Those pools, you gotta fix their filters, man.
Don't be getting pools off a dating app either.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. This one's called Help, Promise It's Juicy Tea. Hi, Nikki and Steven. I have my boyfriend of 3 years. We've had our ups and downs, as in he cheated on me, and so did I. Okay.
Oh, shit.
We worked things out and it was going great, but during the 3 years we have been together, he would talk to girls I didn't want him talking to due to him cheating on me with them. He's in the military and goes away at times for a couple of months. Being honest, I don't have much trust due to the cheating. A few weeks ago, he saved an escort site. I confronted him and said it was a joke. He said it was a joke at work and wanted to show his friend. I shrugged it off. My question is, should I stay with this guy? Am I wasting both of our times? He says he loves me, but after everything that's happened, it's hard to believe. Thank you. Loved the confused bitch.
Confused bitch.
Don't stay with him.
I want you to know. I want you to thank him for his service and then dump him. But you got to thank him for his service first.
Mm.
Yeah, come on, man. Look, I had a bud who used to cheat on his wife all the motherfucking time. And I didn't even think it was real until he was literally taking chicks off Craigslist and banging them in my own apartment. Okay? And I thought it was just memes and like he was just kidding around until I heard it. I heard it wasn't his wife. And I was like, holy fuck. He used to get caught exchanging messages with chicks on his phone and stuff. And he would say it was jokes and, oh, I'm just doing a bunch of bits and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fucking move, right?
That happened to me too.
Plausible deniability.
Same cheating ex. Yeah.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you cheated on him too. Like, obviously, you're not down for cheating anymore. So,
exactly.
Like, it's, you have to start clean slate, and it sounds like you guys did, and now he's breaking the clean slate.
Listen, there's always, I disagree with getting back with cheaters, okay? Because you have a distrust, but you feel mature enough to have handled that.
Yeah.
But let's be real, that's eating you up now. Because,
well, he's doing shady shit.
He's still doing shady shit.
Yeah.
So that's the only answer you need. This doesn't even have to be that extreme. It's like, guess what? Because of before, and yes, we both did it, and yes, we both suck for that.
Yeah.
We can't have these kinds of slip-ups.
Yeah.
We need clarity. We need, like, perfection.
Yeah, and there is a difference. Like, other ex, not the cheating ex, but this guy that came close, I caught him doing shady shit, exchanging messages with girls, trying, like, flirting with them, trying to hook up. Meanwhile, telling me he didn't have time to hang out, stuff like that. Yeah. It's really fucking shady and shitty and sucks. And he did a lot of other things too, revolving lying and stealing and bad. It was drug use and all kinds of stuff. And we broke up, obviously, after way too many
incidences. Blaming drug use on you to a cop?
True. Yeah. Framing me. Like, he stole this marijuana pipe that I had in my room that was like sentimental. I didn't even smoke out of it. It was just like there because it was like a gift from somebody and it was like sentimental. He stole that, would smoke with it all the time. And I was like always asking where this pipe went. And he would always blame my brother for it. And then he got caught drinking in his car with the cop. Like, a cop caught him drinking in his car with his buddy, and the cop searched his car, found my marijuana pipe. He tells the cop it's my pipe.
That is the biggest bitch move I ever heard.
The cop calls me and says, I have your marijuana pipe.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I don't have a marijuana pipe. And then the cop was like, that's not what your boyfriend said. And I was like, I don't have a boyfriend. And then I hung up.
So good. Is that not the best fucking drop the mic ever?
And then I went to his house and fucking confronted the shit.
And you smacked him, right?
Yeah. Well, I hit his shoulder because I was so mad.
Yeah, good for you.
I wanted to punch him in the face, but I just couldn't. I don't have a violence thing in me.
No, you don't.
But anyway, that guy, we broke up for 3 months. I was like, I can never trust this guy. We somehow ended up getting back together. Like, I thought I could be just friends with him, and then we ended up getting back together. But nuts. He completely turned around. To his credit.
Yeah, to his narcan ass credit.
I've always heard that never happens. Like, you know, there's just certain tendencies that people just don't change and stuff. This guy turned his shit all the way around.
Yeah.
He ended up being such a good, caring, thought. Everything that I wanted him to be in our relationship before, he became. And he was good at that. And he never, like, so, you know, if that's a real clean slate. Like, people can start from a clean slate, but he never did shady shit again. Because if he did, it would have been over.
But he still narked on you to a cop.
He did.
And that is unfucking forgivable.
I didn't think I was going to forgive him.
Good.
But
you did somehow.
Then I did. But then I ended up breaking his heart.
Yeah.
You know, so not because I cheated or anything, but that was the guy from a different episode that I broke up with because I just wasn't passionate about
it for anymore. Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Anyway, break up.
Yeah, but thank him for his service because that is important.
That's true.
I come from a military family. I think it's important to thank them for the service.
Ooh, okay. One last question before we end.
Yes.
Okay. This is actually an update to a question that we've answered previously. So, update. Hi, Nikki and Steve. I sobbed in the car when I heard my question read. That's besides the point. I ended up being dismissed from the job because I guess upper management saw how miserable I was. LOL. Honestly, it ended up being that she hated my previous manager who hired me and some of my coworkers, so she decided one random ass day to lay off all the people she had hired. Needless to say, I ain't miserable anymore, but I'm now scared. My man is supportive and wants me to take this year 2020 for myself to develop that blog passion as well as my little side aesthetics business. Please shout out a fellow cat lady in Toronto at JD Aesthetics, JDH Aesthetics.
There it is.
On IG for anyone needing their brows or lashes done. There you go. There's a shout out. But
brows or lashes or brows or lashes?
Brows or lashes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But even with employment insurance that's covering my bills, I still can't shake the feeling to get another job. I don't know what it is that's been scaring me, the unknown. How did you get over the fear when you were starting out in acting / social media influencing? Thank you again. Love y'all so much. That's just a valid fear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
It's kind of one of those, like, leap in the net will catch you. You are forced to leap. because you got laid off, and then the net did catch you.
Yes.
So
it worked out.
Like, your boyfriend is saying, or your man is saying, like, he supports you. He wants you to take this year for you. Take it.
Yes.
This is, he's giving you an opportunity.
Yes, queen. Yes, cunt.
Take it.
Get it, bitch.
Get as much as you can, but don't take it for granted. No. Have that fire burning under you, this like, mm-hmm. Oh no, I might have to get a job again that I hate again. So like,
kick
have
your
that
own ass.
And
win.
Every day get up and have that reason for why you need to win and
win
why
for
you
yourself. Win
can't
for him.
Let it go back. Exactly. And if you do squander it, if you do feel like you wasted it and you do have to get a job again, don't beat yourself up about it. Just take those lessons that were learned.
Yes. Learn from it.
Yeah.
But we're proud of you.
We're proud of you. So
we're starting
of you.
A new thing. That is hard to do.
And entrepreneurial stuff is
it's
so hard.
Man. It's hard.
And it's hard to promote your stuff, but there you are. You just got a shout out.
Look
so.
At you.
Look at you. Killing it.
Growing up.
Crushing
like
it
that
2020.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
Putting yourself out
Putting
there.
Putting yourself out there.
You know,
clap
recently,
emojis.
Someone told us they were too nervous to plug their own thing.
Right.
But you weren't. And good for you. And
good
didn't
for
it,
you.
And didn't it help out?
And good for you.
And good for you. You can get your browser eyelashes so that when you're on Google Chrome,
no,
you can get eyelashes on the top.
It's not browser eyelashes.
What is it?
It's not browser.
You're on Firefox.
No,
you're on
it's
Google
browser
Chrome,
or eyelashes. Your eyebrows. Your eyebrows or eyelashes. Not browser eyelashes.
You don't get browser eyelashes?
Does
now?
Your browser have eyelashes?
Well, I use Opera.
Why?
Don't judge my browser. I don't like that.
It probably has terrible eyelashes.
No, it's quick.
Terrible eyelashes.
I like it because it's fast, but I never was impressed by those eyelashes.
Probably need more volume or something in there.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
I turn it up, but it doesn't help.
I just got it.
Stupid.
You're so stupid. You love puns, don't you?
I don't.
You love puns so much.
I accidentally fucking stumble into puns.
2020,
because of you.
Year of the Steve puns.
No.
Iceman puns.
I bump into puns like you bump into nightstands.
I see.
Thank you.
I don't bump into them. I get slammed into them by my abusive husband.
I heard you get flipped into them.
After he made me suck his dick. All right, we got to go.
This was a fun one.
So thank you so much for writing in your questions. You can write podcast@nikki.limo if you want us to take a look at them. We'll try to get to as many as we can. But yeah, keep them short. Make sure you compliment us, and yes. We'll probably read them.
It helps so much, guys, when you compliment us. It just helps us so much.
It helps us help you.
Yeah, please.
And you could also help us just without helping you, but just, you know, rate us 5 stars. On iTunes,
helps.
That yep. would help us.
And for a future episode, please email us at podcast@nikki.limo.
Thank you so much, everybody. Subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
And check out our Patreon. We love our Patreons.
We have extra podcast episodes.
Some call them
on
patrons.
Our Patreon. You're messing up my sentences. We have extra podcasts on our Patreon, and we do another. Stop it.
You're messing up
I
your sentences
you.
Yourself.
Just click the link.
That.
Click the link.
I was waiting for that.
Go away. I hate you.
I like you.
Oh, man. All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps.
Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.